Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
You saved
and we're back.
One, right?
I am Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Charles.
Yay!
And we're back.
Pro.
And now for something completely different.
For something completely different. I had a doctor's appointment yesterday.
Indeed.
Because you're supposed to do that on a fairly regular basis. That was a couple months past, but whatever.
You know, like you do.
It's better than like 5 years. So.
When you're adulting.
Yeah. So anyway... I had a doctor's appointment with my lady doctor. Yeah, gentlemen, we're going to talk about lady
Magical
stuff.
Magical lady doctor time?
Lady doctor. Well, and she's also my primary, but we specifically...
And now by lady doctor, do you mean she was a female doctor?
Oh, that's why I said lady doctor.
Lady parts doctor.
All of the above.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Magical
I go
lady,
to...
Lady doctor time.
I go to the women's center.
That just sounds like Disney, James.
I'm comfortable with that.
I'm going to write a song now.
I mean, I assume that Jenna's life is... pretty much like a Disney movie.
I mean, yeah, I've got wicked step parents and evil things. And
birds help you clean your house.
God, I fucking wish.
All of your friends are covered in hair.
No, wait, shit on. I mean, oh, shit on. Not shit clean on your house. Shit on. Shit on. Yeah. I always get those two confused.
Although, if I could teach mice how to, like, sew for me, that would be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my God. Anyway, so I went to the lady doctor. To talk about lady stuffs, because I was having a whole bunch of different symptomy things over the past, 6 months or so.
These are all, by the way, clinical terms.
Yes.
Highly clinical.
And so I was like, so I think this is what's going on. Here, have a list of symptoms. And she's like, yep, I agree. You are, in fact, perimenopausal. We've alluded to it a couple times during the show.
I loved that show, but I was too young to really understand the verdict.
Yeah. Hmm. So anyway,
pericomal?
So here's the deal. I have learned ever since telling people, like in the past 24 hours, that I'm perimenopausal, not a lot of people understand this. Not a lot of guys understand it.
Right.
Also, not a lot of girls know exactly what the fuck is to expect or what that means or anything like that.
Guidance counselors have very few illustrated pamphlets.
Right. I'm going to tell you all about my experience. Perimenopausal, by the way, for those who don't know, is so you've got your birthing ability time, right? The time wherein you can get knocked the fuck up, right?
Sure.
Cool. And things happen fairly consistently, fairly regularly. And then after a while, your body's like, you know, I'm going to start shutting this shit down. So perimenopausal
Because that actually takes a lot of
energy. It really
energy
does. There's a lot going on down there,
calories burned for that to happen. And if the body says, I can save some of this energy.
Well, also, I mean, women are born with only the amount of eggs that they're going to have.
And no solar panels.
Right. Oh.
Solar panels.
I want solar panels. God damn it. Anyway. So your body starts to get to a point where it's like, we're not going to need to do this shit anymore. So what it does is... Yes, Salsa.
Spock almost had a solar panel. Like, the original conception for Spock way, way, way back, he wasn't going to eat. He was just going to have a metal plate in his belly that would catch solar rays, and that was what he would eat.
How on a spaceship do you...
I don't know. That
well,
was
you have
or
a sun lamp.
Not solar rays, cosmic rays.
Cosmic rays.
It was just this metal.
Okay.
He was Spock was like the original conception. Spock was originally going to be Martian. He was going to be green, and he was going to have a metal plate in his belly that caught cosmic rays, and that's what he ate. Things changed.
Wow.
Good.
But that was the original. Good. Okay, so I've said my piece.
I had heard about the green.
That's, okay.
Yep, but, Spock originally had a
good.
Solar panel.
Wow.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, so I am not cosmically powered or solar powered. I'm, in fact, a human being. But no, so your body, after it starts counting its eggs before they're hatched.
God, right. Fucking damn it.
Or that aren't going to be hatching.
Right, exactly.
I'm angry at how good that was. That was legit good.
So it starts doing some calculations, and it's like, you know what? We're not going to need to maintain this birthing area anymore.
Just make an omelet.
Yeah. Not quite, but...
Let's just turn the kid's bedroom into a sewing closet.
Yeah. Oh, Jess is moving out soon.
For the mice.
Yeah.
You know?
Right, yeah.
In her vagina?
Oh, no. What? What? You. Why? What? Oh, God damn it.
Okay, so...
No, that's the metaphor
No, stop. Okay, James.
Yeah, see?
James, here's a joke. Okay, a joke reaches a point where it's done. And then here's you.
He points on the audio cast.
Joke reaches menopause?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm not menopausal yet.
Just perimenopausal.
When you said perimenopausal the last time, I thought of a little uterus wearing a fedora, like Perry the Platypus.
Oh.
But it's perimenopausal.
Yes. This is my new mascot.
All right.
Okay, so...
Okay, good.
Now... So when your body decides it's going to start shutting things down, it has to go through a process. And this process is perimenopause, which for some women can last several months. Mm-hmm. For some, it can last several years. Mm-hmm. I am considered young to be perimenopausal. However, a lot of the women in my matriarchal history... Mm-hmm. Have hit menopause anywhere between 40 and 45. So it's probably a good time for me to start this process. And as your body starts shutting these things down, your hormones go all over the fucking place. All over. And you experience quite a few symptoms because of this. The one that most people associate are hot flashes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is, in fact, a thing. But overall, body temperature regulation?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Like, I will have times where I'm absolutely freezing cold. I will have times where I go to bed at night, freezing, absolutely freezing. And I'm, like, bundled up in all of the blankets. And then, like, I wake up, and this is a super common one, where women will have hot flashes in the middle of the night.
Power surges.
Yes. And... they wake up basically in a pool of their own sweat. Yeah, I'm single, ladies. So that's been an experience of mine for the past several months. I change my sheets frequently.
And not for the same reasons she used to.
Right. I can't say that. Okay, less crunch, more sop. So anyway, you're welcome.
Oh, good.
Wow.
So that's the one that many people know of and associate with perimenopause.
Yeah.
There are other things that happen. Facial hair is another one. I got a little peach fuzz going. I've been working on it for a while. I think it's probably just going to stay right here, though. Like, this is... Just
mutton chop it?
Yeah. I always wanted a goatee, but I don't think I'm ever going to get there.
Not going to go full Ringo?
I just...
Gonna rock the mutton chops.
Yeah, so you know, you ever want to come up and pet my mutton chops? I don't know.
It's just a little... I wouldn't say no. You may not want to offer that. Have you met our listeners? I used to be one, and we're very weird.
I know. So anyway, yeah, ask first, because of course consent is everything.
Yes.
But, so yeah, facial hair is another one that people can associate. other things that you might not know about, moodiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Charles is just back here like, yeah, I remember that.
I have a wife of a certain age.
Right, exactly. So yeah, moodiness is huge. Like, I could be incredibly high one moment, and the next moment I'm just sobbing for no goddamn fucking reason. It's kind of like, I don't want to take away from other illnesses, but it does have kind of a bipolarish kind of thing to it, where you can just be super high and then be super depressed. I don't like saying that because I know bipolar has way more levels to it than just that, but it's, you know, that kind of moody swing.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of mood stuff. And there's the, like all of the moods. Like I could be irritable, happy, high. I could be, just happy, high. I could be, I'm not going to talk to anybody ever again for the rest of my life. Yeah. So there's all of it. So I'm going through all of the emotions right now. So if I seem to like stare off and just not want to talk to you, it's not you. I swear to God. It's totally a me thing.
I think sometimes it is me.
I mean,
have you met me?
Yes. That's why I'm not arguing.
Smiling and nodding.
So yeah, there's moodiness. There's fatigue. I take naps after work now, like pretty much every day. I am so tired at that point of the day that I'm just like I have to nap. So there's definitely a fatigue thing that happens. There are things that happen with menstruation. It will become heavier and more frequent, and sometimes not at all. It just kind of, you know, whatever. So they consider you, and that kind of leads into, leading into menopause. Menopause itself usually gets declared after 12 months of not having your period. Okay. So you go through this process and it's all scale. It's all gradient, whatever stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Eventually at the end of the scale, I'm not going to be bleeding anymore. Yes. Woo. That's the goal, man. That's totally the goal.
Literally the dream.
It's my goal, really too. Is.
Oh, God.
Anyone who has ever menstruated.
So, yes. There are other symptoms out there. Those aren't the ones that I'm experiencing. There is almost literally nothing to be done about it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's just part of being a chick. I can talk to a hormone specialist if things get awkward. I have a name and number, and we did, because I have worked with this doctor for a while, and I do have other hormone things going on. We adjusted some things, but she did refer me to a specialist for possible hormone therapy. If I decide to go that route, it's usually better to try to keep things as even as possible. But, man, waking up in your own sweat sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's only so much that they can actually do for it, even with hormone therapy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we did adjust my medications, which even in the past couple of days, I've noticed I feel a lot more present in the world, which is delightful. Mm. I like that. It's like I'm here. Hi, guys. I'm here. We're doing a podcast.
Yay! Jenna's here.
Yay!
It is her podcast, after all.
Well, yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. There's... Also, apparently acne is a part of it, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adjusting the hormones, I kind of feel... This might be psychosomatic, but I feel like I'm less bumpy than I was. So, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe that'll help. And yeah, there's a bunch of other stuff. Appetite changes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to eat anymore.
Oh.
I make myself eat, and food tastes good. Like, don't get me wrong, but sure. I don't ever have the impetus to be like, I'm hungry. I should go eat something. It's like, it's about that time. I should probably have energy.
Fuck.
At some point. I have actually over the past year lost 15 pounds. I thought it was more because I shrank a lot. I've gone through jeans. I'm still at a very healthy weight, so it's not a big deal or anything like that. Like, I'm not a skeleton.
You're not anemic or anything like that.
Yeah. Well, and that is another thing. Anemia, you were thinking anorexic.
Both.
Sure. But yeah, anemia can be an issue too, specifically if you do have...
Which one is the sea creature?
The anemone?
Yeah.
Anemone. Look at what you started.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry Foy.
That is another point, is right. that because your period can get so incredibly heavy and so frequent, mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. get anemic tendencies, mm-hmm. Which is where you don't have I don't remember if that one's hemoglobin based or not, but basically mm-hmm. your iron count is low.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need more iron in your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm also taking iron supplements. So yeah, now I just take like a fistful of pills in the morning, cause I'm old. yep. That's just my life now. So, and that's fine. I mean, I was already taking a pill every morning, so now there's just more hanging out in my pill counter.
Salsa, who is making a fistful of pills joke currently.
Fistful of dollars, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very quietly.
So, yeah, that's a brief lesson on perimenopausal and
well, still the little fedora.
The little fedora. I like it.
Good. All right.
So, yeah, that's the thing that's going on in my life. And yeah, you are educated. And if you have more questions,
I do.
Sure.
So these pills that you're taking, the hormones and, yeah. and things like that. What exactly? Because we're obviously not trying to get you back to the previous state.
Nope.
Like they're transitioning you.
Yeah.
But they're
my daughter and I get to transition. Yeah, yeah. And with hormone therapy, right. so you know that's great.
But the hormone, like what are the hormones doing?
Well,
because your body is going through a transition, and these are just helping you to go through a transition differently?
Kind of.
Even things out.
It is supposed to even things out. This gets a little bit more complicated in my case because I already have hormone issues.
Okay.
Mm. So the hormone, I've been on hormones for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Of various types. Right. Birth control is hormone based.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. But there are other things as well. So in my specific case, it's taking a pre-existing hormonal condition and trying to help that state even.
It, yeah.
yeah, right? Yay, I can't do anything the easy way. Mm-hmm. Not that perimenopausal easy in any way, shape, or form,
no.
but...
No, why would you? As long as we've got you on this high wire, juggle for us.
I can't mm-hmm. juggle.
Fire.
Juggle fire. I can do fire tricks. I can't juggle... Anyway, but for when we're talking about your average lady and perimenopausal... your hormones will fluctuate
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Right.
Which is one of the things that causes all the temperature issues and things like that.
I see.
Trying to figure out where your level is at mm-hmm. and getting some hormones to kind of help keep it even. And then just like manually take it. Right, as opposed to running the script, which might be, you know, spiking at various places,
right,
you can
do
a manual process of letting mm-hmm. yourself down. Mm-hmm. Here's your computer speaking.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Right there.
Yep.
Then there's performance testing, mm-hmm. aka labs. Like, it's a thing.
No, I understand where you're
The phrase kind of... benchmark is very mm-hmm. different for me now.
Oh,
wow.
And
but yeah, you're kind of softening the outlying.
Yeah,
good.
It's
spikes.
Supposed to, and it's different.
You're running levelator on your piece.
Every woman,
obviously.
Yeah, it is different for every woman. Mm. And some women it works well, and some women it doesn't.
My wife couldn't take the iron pills; they just made her nauseous.
Yeah, no.
Actually had to go into the chemo chemo, and get iron infusions.
Yeah,
because
iron is a bitch.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I take a plant based iron, which is easier on my stomach. Mm-hmm. But yeah, iron supplements are.
That's going to be fun
awful.
Because my wife has low iron.
Yeah, I do too. That's when I got the blood transfusions. It was a anemic.
No, she can't. Like she would love to give blood, but 90% of the time they turn her away because when they do the iron count, it's too low. So
yeah. So yeah, it's basically just supposed to help level.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense.
Hopefully with fingers crossed.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Other questions or thoughts or
anyone?
Charles has no questions.
I've watched Mrs. Doubtfire. I feel like I've
been through a lot with the wife and
her hysterectomy. You've seen some of this, but are there things that I'm missing?
Not that I'm aware of. But we do have a friend who has used some the hormone patches that she had a lot of success with as far as the hot flashes and controlling that.
And they do have other, like, medications. There's, like, Estrone or something like that. Like, there are other pills that exist for menopause.
The ones that you see in between stuff. Mesothelioma ads.
And, like, I talked to my doctor about it, and she's like, maybe. Again, it's so very individualized and so very whatever.
So you're trying something to see if it will work for you, and if it doesn't, they may put you on something different.
Or they might. Well, and again, it's not even like, usually it's not even different things, although my case again is bizarre. But usually it's just varying levels of estrogen and progesterone and things like that to try to figure out where the right balance is to make things go. Maybe they do testosterone too. I don't know.
It's possible.
That is possible.
So,
And at the end of this whole thing, you won't be able to get pregnant anymore. So you are going to slut it
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, even more so than normal.
Right? Seriously. Just.
So is the new joke, she will have had a date like that
once? A few times?
A few times. I'd be like, I will have a date like that. Repeatedly. Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the meantime, I'm a hot fucking mess. So, yeah. It's an exciting adventure.
Fun.
All
right.
Can't wait for you guys to hit perimenopausal.
I can't wait until I hit pericomomenopausal.
Neither can we.
And I could stop bleeding all the time. Oh, that's just because I'm a cutter. Never mind.
Aww. Dude.
Whoa.
Wow. Dude.
See, James, and here's me.
All right. I see that you've come to join me on the far side of the line.
Should we take a break?
Sure.
And then we shall rule the galaxy as father and son.
I want to know which one of you is the father and which one of you is the son.
No, we're both each of both.
Oh.
Yeah.
So your family tree is...
A wreath?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes?
High five. Wait, fist bump.
Well, it's like two fathers and two sons went fishing and only caught three fish.
Yeah.
Aww.
Or like, I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah.
A classic.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll come right back at you.
Bye, love you, bye.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we are back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
Jenna.
And I'm Charles. And we're all a little uncomfortable.
James has that effect on people.
I was about to say, it's not even me talking about my lady shit.
But you know what's not uncomfortable? Hanging out with your friends and having a nice cup of coffee.
Oh.
That is a relaxing time where one can reflect on their life and have a few laughs and maybe a few tears.
I'm going to interrupt this for a second.
God damn it, I was building a picture.
I know you were. I have been told I need to reduce my caffeine intake.
Oh, fuck that shit.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
From very yes to just slightly yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So reduce from 5 cups to 4 every hour.
I mean, basically,
hour.
Yeah. I do usually have about 4 or 5 cups a day.
There you go.
Okay, down to 1 or 2. It's a treat now. It was a treat before. It was and just the one I indulged in.
Do you know how you treat yourself with coffee? By getting amazingly delicious True Stone coffee.
What?
Delivered right to your door.
Treat, it's like self-medicate?
It's like Christmas all the time. It's like, you know when you get, when
you
Christmas
get a package.
Comes, you
it's
get a package.
Package
and you open your door and ding dong and you go, oh, somebody's here. And you open the door and there's a little package sitting on the front step. And you go,
so and it's burning and you step on it.
I know, right? And then you bring it inside and you cut open the tape. And I'm just going to skip right over that part.
Yeah.
That's because that's what I'm doing. I'm building a picture here, okay?
And, I'm a goddamn artist.
And then, and then you rip open the tape. And you open it up, and there's a present inside. And it's like Christmas every single time one of these packages of True Stone coffee shows up at your front door.
Something brown.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it smells way better.
It smells so good.
So much better.
The one we got this week was a Colombian medium roast.
Yeah.
That as soon as I opened the box, you just, because it's been sitting in that box, and freshly roasted coffee in that box, and you open it up and just...
So many people do Colombian dark, and I think the Colombian medium is really the way to do it.
That is one of the things that I deeply appreciate about True Stone Coffee.
They roast appropriately. That
they don't just say, and we're going to do this one light, and we're going to do... They
check each batch of beans to see what the optimal roast for that batch is going to be, and then they do it to the nines.
And oh my God, do they ever. So what you should do... is you should go to truestonecoffee.com and you should use the promo code that James is going to tell us about.
Apropos.
Exactly. And you can get 10%. I am getting a look over here. This is delightful.
I'm Perry Menopause. Don't fuck with me, asshole.
Perry the Platypus.
Apropos.
Jenna, what was that promo code?
Apropos.
Use that promo code and get $10 off of your, or ten, not $10, 10% off of your order.
Whoa.
I almost slipped up there.
Oh my God. Salsa.
I know. 10% off of your order of coffee or other various True Stone merchandise. And then invite your friends over for some coffee.
It totally can be $10 off. Just order $100 worth of coffee.
There you go.
Yeah. Ooh, math.
And then when your friends are over, you can talk about things like how good the coffee is that you are serving them.
Gosh. Indeed.
So,
the kind of coffee that makes you much better looking when you serve it.
That is accurate.
Yes.
The staring off into the distance while you say it really just sells the whole fucking thing, James. Mm-hmm. I wish our listeners could see
they can. That. They're imagining it now.
So, dear listener, what I entreat you to do right now is to go to truestonecoffee.com. Go order yourself some coffee. Go ahead and brew up a pot in the way that you deem most appropriate, and then settle down.
Open your third eye.
Open your third eye.
Cleanse your chakras.
Stop cleansing the chakras.
For a fast five.
Fast five.
Fast five.
All right.
Well, speaking of which, my great aunt claimed she cured her self-diagnosed stomach cancer with coffee enemas.
That's
definitely
not...
cure what ails you as long as
Here's the thing. I personally would not recommend coffee enemas. However, if you're going to...
She was not a
use something
woman
other than
either,
just,
so I can
just
imagine
really
her
enthusiastic
just...
about that and everything else.
Oddly enough, I cure my stomach cancer with whiskey every day.
Oh, nice.
How about a fast five?
Fast five.
Fast five.
Yay!
Today's Fast Five was sent to us by a name, you know him, you love him, Mr. Mudd.
Yay, Mudd!
Yay, Mudd!
And by the way, Mr. Mudd, congratulations.
I know, right?
Oh,
we didn't ask permission to talk about it.
We haven't.
Oops. We haven't talked about it.
I just said congratulations.
I know.
And left that hanging.
We should ask permission to...
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. No, well...
I'm just vague booking here is all I'm doing. You're...
Without Matt Alex.
I know, right?
May he rest in
question number one.
Thank you.
Diskette or VHS?
Oh, some bitch.
Shit. Someone once told me that cassette would be a wonderful name for a French lady hacker. So I'm going to go with diskette, because that also reminds me of that.
I'm going to go VHS.
I think VHS, too.
I got to go VHS as well.
Yeah.
I'm not quite
just
sure
way
why.
More prevalent in my life. And by then, I mean I still own a couple.
Except you click on the diskette every time you go to save something.
That's true.
Yeah.
Still have a couple in a desk drawer someplace. Mm.
Yep.
I think I do, too. Actually, I still have one of the old chunky, the Mac ones, the original zip.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Thingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was convinced those were going to be the next big thing. And then
For graphic design, especially, all of them had the...
Well, a couple of my friends
and I... have
some
old website stuff on there that I'm never getting back.
I'm
okay with that.
Yeah.
A couple of my friends and I used them basically as external hard drives, so we could...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Files and games
lots
and stuff back
to each other.
That too.
So much. So much porn.
But yeah, and then thumb drives were invented, and so much for that.
Yeah. I also had, up until about 5 years ago, I still had my Apple IIe with my giant discs.
The 500.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego and Oregon Trail.
I have both of those games
and
on
Wishbringer.
That's a joke I need to bring back out. The Oregon Trail one.
Are you really saying that as if you've been doing Ville long enough to be able to bring something back out?
I mean, yes. It's because I had forgotten about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I have...
you're adorable.
I have two... I have two emulator games on this computer right now, and they are Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego and Oregon Trail.
Oh. See if you can find Wishbringer.
I should get that one.
Yeah.
Because I played both of those, and I played... At this point, I can play a game of Where in the World in like 5 minutes.
Oh my god! Okay, it's
like
not...
5 minutes is just
despite
done.
The fact that 90% of the geographical facts related to political boundaries things are totally wrong.
But I have those memorized from childhood.
I know, right?
Oh, the way that I played like 1940s Trivial Pursuit.
At the time, I just had the flags memorized at that when I was younger, and I would just hit investigate until they told me a flag, and then I go, I know where they're going.
Yeah, cheater.
Oh yeah.
The other one, and I don't think this was Apple IIe. I think this was Commodore 64. Mule. MULE.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, with the mining and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You were telling us about that.
Which, again, reminds me of Karateka, which I know is Commodore 64.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best with that fucking eagle. God damn it, that bird. Fucking hated that bird.
All right, question number two. Graphing or games?
What do you use your TI-84 for?
Graphing.
Usually writing out the word boobies.
I never...
There is that.
You never did that?
No, I definitely did that.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. This changes my entire world view around you.
I don't think
there's
one calculator in the world that hasn't been used to spell boobies.
But, I never owned one of the super advanced graphing ones. But Charles had created a cable that would connect his graphing calculator to his computer so that he could load programs onto it.
Yes.
Like Mario and Tetris and all of those things. Chips Challenge. At which point, I figure you've pretty well beaten Chips Challenge by putting it onto a graphing calculator.
I mean,
God, those screens were terrible too.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Is those screens were terrible. I enjoy gaming, don't get me wrong, but I was not so overwhelmingly needing to play them that I was going to sit there in math class playing a game.
Oh, I just played my Game Boy.
Exactly. Like right they there. Had things
right there
that,
in
that
class.
You could play. And so I never felt the need.
I'm old.
Plus I liked
I liked
math.
It's a difference of about three years here. And I'm just
you.
I didn't have a game.
Plus I didn't have a Game Boy either. I didn't own a gaming console until I was past college.
Well, that's just
my parents didn't believe in gaming consoles, so the only thing. I played computer games growing up, but we never owned a gaming console.
Sure.
It wasn't until I was after college on living on my own that I was able to buy my first gaming console, which is that PlayStation 2 right there.
Oh my God. No, I have a gaming console story. So I moved out of my, because we had a similar thing. We didn't really have gaming consoles. Steve might have had something, but I did not. And so I moved out, and the first console I bought was a Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Not because I'm that old, but it was the only one that I could remember that wasn't a Nintendo, and I really loved playing Sonic. On my friend's Sega Genesis. Right. So that was the first one that I owned. Right?
There's a new Sonic game, and Sonic games have been not spectacular
for quite a while. The one that's like amazing. The Arabian one, really?
This one is fucking amazing.
Have you heard that Sega is putting all of their back catalog on mobile for free?
That's fucking amazing.
Like, they're slowly rolling them out.
Go the rest of the eggs.
It's a process, but they didn't do it all at once. But Sega is slowly putting their entire back catalog out on mobile for free.
That is spectacular.
I thought of another symptom, you guys. This one's awkward. Not one that I've been experiencing. That is actually another symptom, but not one that I experience. The need to pee more often, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I have not yet peed myself.
That's a much less popular gaming series.
No, one of the things that can happen, and this is for the ladies specifically, so that you're aware. As I was talking with other women about this, it has not happened to me yet. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. But you can get a lower sex drive and you can experience some dryness. So, yeah. Looking forward to that.
Pure romance.
Yeah, actually, they actually have things very specifically for it. That's what I've come to understand. So, I can recommend some people if you're looking.
Okay.
Just saying.
I'm not sure if that was graphing or games, but okay.
It's games.
Okay.
What?
Games.
Question number three. Playing games or making calls? What do you use your phone more for? Absolutely.
Games.
Playing 100%
games. Yeah, I don't
call people.
I don't
Fuck
like
that.
My phone is a computer that also has the ability to dial.
Yeah.
Like that's...
My phone is a pocket watch that I can make phone calls with.
And you still play Snake on that motherfucker.
And it's
no. I don't.
Oh my God. That is...
If I can
Charles, you are retro, is what that is.
If I can avoid
16-bit color.
If I can avoid talking to another human being, I will.
Yeah.
If you are calling me, there better be an emergency because text.
Yeah. I am absolutely.
Text.
I completely understand that this is kind of an asshole reaction, but whenever I don't answer the phone and people leave me a voicemail, I just get angry. I'm like, why didn't you just fucking leave a text message? It's like, who leaves voicemails these days?
To be fair, if I'm calling...
I would much rather...
If I'm calling and I get to your voicemail at that point, it's lazier for me to just leave you a fucking voicemail.
No, it absolutely is, and this is a completely irrational thing, but it just makes me angry, because then I have to, like...
Support our laziness.
Go to the mailbox and hit play.
My favorite is somebody leaves you a voicemail and then sends you a text that says, check your voicemail. Fuck you. You are done.
All right, I think that one was pretty easy.
I know what I'm doing when I get home.
Question number four. I know what you're doing when you get home. Question number four, porn or games?
I own Honey Pop. Why not both?
I was about to say, I've done the, what is that, the Meat and Fuck series? Several years ago? That was
There is a Venn diagram with overlap here.
Yeah.
It looks like a diagram of something else.
It absolutely does. That Venn diagram.
See, now I'm thinking through possible context, and it's like,
but is that
how
Venn
do you get ready for bed?
Puzzle?
And it's both.
Yeah.
How do you, relax? Both. How do you both? I don't.
What do you? It might be like a. What do you use your home computer for?
Both.
Mm-hmm. More.
Yeah. Both.
What do you do when you're homesick? Both.
Both.
Yeah, and right.
The kids are away. What do you do? Both.
What's you're in the mood for?
God damn it, Mud. This is seemingly the most benign question has become the most difficult.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Who else is in the house?
I'm going to say, what is it that you do right before bed? And right before bed, I'm usually playing games. Usually I masturbate, then play games, and go to bed. In case anybody wanted to know my evening process.
I go the opposite way.
What? Yeah?
Right before.
Games and then masturbation?
Well, yeah, because you crank one out and that makes me sleepy.
Yeah.
Typical male, so.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, all right, now I'm sleeping.
Yeah. the thing is that I can get my body tired.
Exactly like that.
But my brain, I believe that. But my brain will still want to keep going. Mine sounds like a magic wand
effect. Or I guess like 98, Windows 98 starting or something. I don't know. Yeah, a sat phone.
Oh my god.
Are you getting a call in there? No!
Got a modem.
Fucking. Anyway, no, for me personally, wear the body out, then wear the brain out. Because I can't wear the brain out and then wear the body out. It, number one, it just doesn't work.
I don't know what to answer this question with.
We think with that same part of our body, so it's
really is a porque no listos.
Yeah.
Like, that's all
I'm going to go games. I'm going with games because more space on my hard drive is devoted to games.
Oh, definitely
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going with games.
Don't download porn if you don't have to.
Good.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I
have your collection, but don't make it vast.
Why download it if you can bookmark it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Things go away.
Well, yeah.
Or if you do web dev, you can make your own links.
That was originally the purpose for Vault 404, by the way. and the original awful copter, where we came up with that term, was that we developed a website where we just put images that we thought were funny, and then that very quickly also became a repository for porn.
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we learned something today. I'm going games.
God, I feel like I should go porn just to be contrary. Fuck it, porn!
Okay, question number 5. Abacus or slide ruler?
Oh, hell.
I know how to use an abacus more than I know how to use a slide ruler.
I really want to know how to use a slide rule, though.
As do I. I'm definitely intrigued.
I did have one, and I kind of had the basics, but I had a nerdy friend in high school. I'm fucking old enough, so calculators were just starting to get allowed to be used in class.
Right.
And I had one friend who had a, he was kind of a proto Sheldon Cooper. And he would not use a calculator. He had a slide rule in a belt holster that he would.
Oh, shit.
What?
Can you say nerdy?
Oh my god, I'm picturing two guys with slide rules like on opposite sides of the hallway and there's a tumbleweed. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Whip that thing out of your belt.
I've measured the diameter of the hallway's rotundas.
I guess
there's only room enough for one of us.
Oh god.
I guess he is no longer a virgin. But. So slide rule.
There can be only 1.7, but that has to round down.
Oh my god. Alright, you guys are writing this nerdy ass sketch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, we are.
I'm gonna say abacus.
Okay, I'm going abacus.
Scout's dad.
What?
To the one person out there who laughed, thank you. I love you.
I'll tell you why I'm going abacus, actually.
Why are you going abacus?
At first, I have a little area that I smoke in.
Oh. Yeah.
It is a very tucked away out of... Like, nobody goes there.
Your office.
Anyway. Yes. And I call it my office.
Mm-hmm. I go there.
You do. I've invited you to my mm-hmm. office for meetings before.
Yep.
And I have a little ledge that I can put my cigarettes on, and that's my desk.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody this year, like, just put a random bench back there, so now I have an office chair.
Okay.
Which means now I need a computer, right, to make it a
right.
proper...
You need an abacus. Mm-hmm.
I need an abacus.
Okay. Yeah.
I need an abacus.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you need one of Newton's cradle.
Yeah, the little clacky balls. Fuck yeah. Gotta have it. Or the bird that just...
Oh,
the
drinky bird, yeah.
Drinky bird.
Yeah.
But it needs to be like a ye oldie drinky bird.
Hmm. Yeah, just cover it in burlap.
Yeah, right.
God, it. Fucking damn it.
So we were at Ren in the Glen, and I was at Ren in the Glen hanging out with the Knights of the Acorn, of which Mariah, our costume director for the Renaissance Festival, is one of them. And I don't remember something... Somebody mentioned something, and I just, a deadpan, I went, just cover it in burlap, then it's period. And she gave me the dirtiest
look. I believe it.
Like, this was a look that pierced metal. It was and I just, I fell off the
bench. This is a man who swallows swords, and he got out of the way of that.
I fell off the bench laughing because the look on her face I was a dead man. It was so funny.
I dearly love Mariah. I imagine that she can give a look that withers crops.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God, yes.
And I was just like, I knew my audience. I knew what I was saying.
Shit. You do live dangerously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was hilarious. Are you kidding? It was funny as shit.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mudd.
Yay.
I guess I probably should have explained how this works, though. But you guys
know this. You're finding out now.
Anyway, here's our answers. Our
context.
Contexts. The words are hard. Question number one.
Painting a picture.
Question number one. I'm painting a motherfucking picture. Question number one. Diskette. 3.5-inch disc. Or VHS. Ooh. Which old technology do you still use?
I still have some VHS, but I haven't used one.
I still own both. Mm. I believe the latest I used was a VHS. However, I also just got rid of my VCR about 6 months ago, so...
I still have some things on VHS.
In our bedroom is one of those VHS TV-like...
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Single units, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
I coveted those.
And that is the only VHS player that we own. But we don't have anything that runs 3.5 discs, so I'm going to go with VHS.
Because our wedding was taped by my wife's cousin, VHS. And, of course, he did not bother to use a fresh tape.
So we taped over the Vikings game or something.
No,
like that.
We went to the gift opening the next morning. And so we didn't own a VHS player, so we rented one so we could watch the ceremony.
Oh,
and
no.
He stopped taping about halfway through the reception and softcore porn.
I was about to say, was it way more exciting than you remembered
it? No, it was...
Oh, I thought it was going to be a birth.
I don't remember. I thought
at some point the bride was
going to be... No. This was either going to be porn or games.
Yeah,
and it was...
so we turned it off
But it wasn't
quickly.
A home movie, so...
No.
Okay.
It was... he had...
That was...
It was... he had... We watched the everything on it. It was... There was...
Find out if they got married at the end.
Well, there were the tail end of probably a dozen different movies. There was part of a Chuck Norris flick.
As they staggered endings.
Oh my God! Yeah,
there was.
This sounds like the best wedding reception ever.
HBO program on that they used to do. It had that episode on the history of the breast.
5 minutes of squiggle porn.
That's awesome. Oh, that made my night. All right, question number two. Graphinger Games. Did you use your Texas Instruments graphing calculator for more games or graphing? Absolutely graphing.
I used it for more graphing.
It seemed like effort to try to program in games and stuff like that.
I could just pull out
my laptop and play a game.
Not an option for most of us.
No, I mean, I had Snake on mine, a Snake game.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Charles being super pleased with the cable that he made. For different Charles. Charles. Yeah. My hetero life mate. He was extremely pleased with the cable that he had devised for this. And I was like, well, now that you've made it, how often do you use it? He was like, every time I change the batteries. God damn. He's like, yeah. I'm getting sick of it. Fuck.
Aww.
It would lose the memory of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Question number three. Playing games or making calls, what do you use your smartphone for the most? Sorry, Charles.
Pooping.
It's games.
Pooping.
Yeah, games.
Porn?
Pooping. Porn.
How do you poop without a smartphone? I've forgotten.
That's what shampoo bottles were invented for.
Oh, yeah. I've been in dire straits and had to read a shampoo bottle.
Man, back before I owned a smartphone, I could recite the back of every shampoo bottle I ever
eat owned. More fiber. I've never found the need to read something while
once you start the chapter,
right?
Or the shampoo bottle, you can't just continue reading that shampoo bottle until I find out what happens to the characters.
See, here's the thing: I have kids. And if I say I'm going pooping now, then they're Raiderly's responsibility.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no, God, no. Are you kidding? They don't know boundaries. They don't know boundaries at all. Are you kidding?
I figured for their own safety that Raiderly would drag them outside.
No, but they become her responsibility. And don't look at me that way, dear listeners. She does the exact same thing. This is not...
That one goes both ways.
Oh, yeah. No, she absolutely will take her sweet time in the bathroom.
Back and forth.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Forever.
This is a thing when you have kids. You value that time.
I'll share that with you later.
Question number four. Porn or games? What do you use your computer for more?
Yep.
Both?
Mostly Facebook, actually. Well, Facebook and, actual writing.
Which do you consider Facebook to be?
I'm going games.
If not literally a game or porn.
Mm.
Yeah. All right.
Like, actual strict definition, probably. Like, I use it for
me,
porn
I just
more.
Use it for Messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going games. Abacus or Slide Rule, which tool would you like to see make a comeback?
Slide Rule.
Oh, yeah, I gotta switch to Slide
Abacus
Rule.
Abacus is neat,
on that.
But I want to see that Slide Rule.
But Slide
action,
Rule,
yeah.
You can get a belt holster for that Slide Rule.
I believe
rule
we're mispronouncing
Slide Rule.
Slide Rule.
Slide Rule. No. I think which one would I like make a comeback? Slide Rule. Absolutely.
Slide Rule.
Absolutely. All right. If you would like to submit a Fast Five, send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one containing the choices and the second one containing the choices and the context therein. If you are a first-time sender, which is at this point pretty much everybody except for like three people, you will get jumped up to the top of the queue right off the bat.
We will jump you.
And if you send in a physical copy somehow and sneak that in, then we will absolutely do that first. We do only have a couple left, so please, if you are considering one or thinking, even if you don't think it's going to be that good, who fucking cares? Send it in anyway, because what we're going to come up with if we run out is going to be way worse. Anything else we need to plug before we get the fuck out of here?
Fearless shows.
Fearless shows.
Yeah. I don't know when or what the improv is coming up
I
next.
I think it's the last Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday. Yes.
But before that is the very first installment of Fearless Presents.
Yes.
Which is going to be an ongoing monthly show that takes place at the Phoenix Theater. And it'll be different various things about town.
A different thing.
A different thing every month.
And now this for something month, completely different.
This month, there is going to be Reverend Matt's Monster
yes.
Science.
Fuck yes!
And I'm so sad that it is on Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I will not be there.
Yeah.
And I am crying. I absolutely love Reverend Matt's yeah. stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. All right. I ain't got shit.
All right.
Well, okay. If you have any listeners in Indiana, I'll be at Feast of the Hunter's Moon September 29th, October 1st, peddling our wares.
Hot it's damn.
Nice.
An 18th century event. It's their 50th anniversary.
Ooh.
So it's really big.
Nice.
And it's...
I have no idea. If we have any listeners in Indiana, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because now I'm
just realized we never even talked about all the stuff you do for movies and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been... We've had some playing cards and things that have appeared in some movies as props, like...
Hot
or
damn.
Or yeah. on the TV show Rain. We've got another one coming up in November, but we're not supposed to talk about it okay. until
we'll
the episode.
Yeah, we'll
so much more to talk about. But whatever.
There's the only other thing. It's a month and a half away, but there's a bump in the night. Mm-hmm. I joined the Freemasons a couple of years ago,
right.
and my lodge that I joined has been doing a puzzle room. As yes. a at Halloween as a fundraiser.
Oh, that's fun.
And they are doing the one that they're doing this year is having a circus sideshow theme.
What? Oh,
featuring a man. Certain sword swallower.
What? You knew about, you've been holding out on us, Salsa?
I wouldn't say holding out. I was kind of waiting for the right time to drop that.
Seems like the right time.
Slump. Damn.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Go ahead and plug your website as well.
Well, my website for our games, historicgames.com.
Cool.
Easy enough.
Yep. And as he said, I will be performing for the Masonic Lodge's Halloween puzzle room.
Hot damn.
That is the third and fourth full weekends of October. And the second weekend of October, I will be in New Glarus, Wisconsin for a gathering of rogues and ruffians, a Renaissance festival held out there, doing my thing.
Woo.
So that is, I think, everything that we have to talk about.
Good enough
we
now.
Have gone a little bit over our normal time constraints. So
yeah, but we had a guest.
I know, so we'll try to get out of here. So thank you very, very much, everybody, for listening, and eat the fucking cake.
Eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.